Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Booksbaum. You know me probably from wine and spirits, but I want to tell you something. Even though I'm in that area of expertise, you're about to hear from Rahama Bistritsky-Klapman, who runs MASS, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. They're in their 20th anniversary. They've got over 45,000 families that they've helped over the years. It's an amazing program. It's called Family Matters. And if you've got any issues with bullying or alcohol or substance abuse or any other kind of abuse, they're your place to go. I'm really excited to introduce you all to Rahama Bistritsky-Klapman here on Dev Brenner's Talkline Communications Network every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Listen to Rahama and Family Matters.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, MASS's weekly radio show. MASS, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids, offers a helpline for parents, for rabbis, for community leaders, for therapists, and for anyone that may need a referral for themselves as well. MASS Helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Please write down the number, maybe for yourself, maybe for a family member, a loved one, or someone that sits next to you in shul or a neighbor. Our number is 718-758-0400. MASS is a confidential helpline. We offer also support groups for parents of family members with all mental health issues, whether it's drugs, alcohol, bipolar, schizophrenia, eating disorders, gambling, depression, any mental health issue. Call MASS, describe the issue that you may have, and we will let you know where you belong and which group you may belong in. So again, our number is 718-758-0400. MASS offers naloxone free kits for prevention of drug overdose, opiate overdose in particular. And anyone that wants to get a free kit, call MASS and we could arrange for a training in your home. We could come to your home, a trained person will train you and give you a free kit. So call MASS, help save a life. Every week, I have on a guest that we speak about different areas, whether it's addictions or mental health. And tonight, I'm very, very privileged to have with us Barbara Krovitz-Nerin. Hi, Barbara.
Well, hi.
Thank you for coming on, Barbara.
I am thrilled to be part of your network. I am impressed with your services, and I'm really excited to share my information with your audience.
Thank you, Barbara. Always nice to speak with you. Barbara is an author of Parenting the Addicted Teen, a five-step foundational program. And just so that my listeners know, there are many different kinds of books out there when faced with addictive behaviors. And some of the books may work for some people And some of the books will work for others. So for our listeners that are interested in learning about this five-step foundational program in detail, you can get it on Amazon. And I would like to have Barbara describe first. Barbara, why did you write The Parenting of the Addicted Teen?
Well, that's a good question. I have, for the past 30 years, worked with children of alcoholics, worked with teens, worked with young adults, worked with parents, and I decided that we needed a voice from the recovering kids, what they need from their parents. And people might say, oh, kids don't have a lot of wisdom. Well, what I did was I went into a recovery high school in Minneapolis, and I interviewed 90 kids, and I went into a sober living homes in Los Angeles and interviewed young adults. So I asked them questions such as, how do you think addiction affected your relationship with your parents? What do you feel is the most important part of parenting if you were a parent? What do you wish your parents knew? And I took their information because I thought it was so wise. And with my years of working in the field of addictions and mental health, and with what I know about mindfulness and what I know about attachment theory, and I put together a very concrete strategy-based program of what parents can do to detach but not abandon their kids, to help their families separate from the addiction and create a healthier system.
Wow. You know, MASC has been for the last 20 years. We're going to be coming up to our 21st anniversary. And we've helped over 46,000 families within all our programs. So many families struggle with addiction, and parents usually are the last to know what to do, what it's about. Parents today need to realize that everyone is at risk. And those parents that are struggling, the earlier you learn about healthy relationships with a child that's struggling, whether it's ADD, whether it's religion, whether it's mental health issues, the better off you are, because God forbid if somebody dabbles with marijuana even, and that's where it begins generally, parents need to be aware of what's going on outside in our world today. So can you talk to the parents that are listening tonight, and hopefully they don't have a child at risk, but if there is somebody out there listening that is a parent of an addicted teen, Barbara, can you speak directly to that parent?
Absolutely. But what I would like to do is expand it a little, because I think sometimes what happens is we notice certain behaviors, and we might think, well, they're just going through an adolescent thing or a teen thing. Okay, so they're not doing so good in school. Well, they're not so motivated. You know, it's like we don't go far enough with it. And I think what the important part is that parents have to take charge and say, oh, my goodness, this is what I'm noticing. They don't know for sure if their kids are using or not, but they have certain behaviors that are red flags. And I believe one of the first places to contact is the school. What are you noticing with my child? It could be the hater. It could be any system. And if they aren't attuned to some of this, then I think they need education to pay attention to what they're noticing in the class. It's no more kids will be kids, or boys will be boys, or girls will be girls. It's like there's very specific things that can be done to help kids thrive and succeed better. And so, you know, so to me, parents that are noticing things, it's really important to take a look at who can I talk to. Maybe I should call you guys. Let me talk it over a little bit, because I don't know if it's drugs. I have no idea. But many times, behaviors that aren't tackled when kids are younger, and sometimes they don't get very good help, kids end up using because they're masking the mental health issues, that maybe the depression, maybe the anxiety, maybe they feel like a failure, but they don't feel like they can talk about it. So to me, our job as a parent is to keep the doors open and go see someone. I think the second that parents start blaming their kids for how terrible it feels in their family, they need to take a look at what is the behavior that's interrupting our family, and let me get some help outside the system to help me process what do I need to do for my child.
You know, parents, Barbara, get very frightened, and the denial kicks in lots of times. You know, when a teacher tells a parent in elementary and fourth grade, you know, your child maybe could use some tutoring in math or in Hebrew studies, parents often say, the kid's only in fourth grade, give the kid a break. But really, teachers know at a very young age, they could tell patterns. They could see different behaviors, and their concerns are real. And we as parents need to really recognize that, like you said, if we speak with the school and recognize from first to eighth grade there are issues, the red flags, we must act on it in order to prevent it from, you know, becoming a big, full-blown issue later on in the teen years. More and more kids are acting out in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade today than 20 years ago when I started MASC. I would just like to say, I would just like to share that Interboro Clinic is a co-sponsor this evening, and Interboro Clinic is located at 1623 Kings Highway in Crown Heights at 921 East New York Avenue, in Williamsburg at 790 Broadway, and in Canarsie at 9413 Flatlands Avenue. Anyone that wants to reach Interboro, feel free to call MASC. We'll connect you to the right program with the right therapist. Interboro has therapists for all different mental health issues. So call MASC at 718-758-0400 so that we can connect you to Interboro's mental health clinic services that are available. Go on, Barbara. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, but what I want to say is my background of being Jewish, and very, very clearly years ago, I was part of a task force where we decided, a group of us, to destigmatize mental health and addiction issues in our own Jewish community here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. So we received a grant, and it sounds like you guys have done a lot of this, is to have a community-wide conference, contacted every rabbi from every part of Judaism, the youth group leaders, people in the field, parents, to come and have workshops where you could learn a little more about different topics and what to do and where to go for help, and to continue to put it out there, because it isn't shaming to have issues. But I think so many families come from a place of feeling ashamed that their family's not doing okay, that they don't want to talk about it because they're too embarrassed. My belief is, I believe all parents want the best for their kids, 100%. And sometimes that means we have to, like, step forward, even though it's so scary, to get some help and perspective. Because if we don't do it early, it gets harder and harder. And I support you 100%. I think it's fantastic what you have.
Thank you, Barbara. So let's talk what is the 5-step foundational program? Give us a little bit from the book, please.
Sure. Okay, so what I've discovered, and I've worked with parents my whole career of the last 30 years, is that parents need strategies to strengthen the foundation of how they parent, and that they get to be in charge of their family, not their kids, and I mean emotionally. So what I discovered that parents need are these following 5 steps. Number one is to be present with their children. And what does that mean? That means that when we're talking to our kids, if we're on the phone with our kids, when we're in a gathering and we need to see them and be with them, being present doesn't mean thinking about something else. It doesn't mean going on your phone if that's a distraction. It doesn't mean kind of half paying attention. Our kids need us as parents to see them as they are and join them in their world, even if it's for a little bit. Because what the kids shared with me is they don't feel their parents' presence. They feel like they're always too busy. And then they feel like a burden, many of them. And then they just kind of give up and don't talk. That's step number one. Step number two is being able to listen to our kids from what they share with us and understand their point of view. Now, as you, we all know, if you're an adolescent or a teen, you have all kinds of ideas. Oftentimes, parents are afraid to just listen and question what their kids say to learn about what they're thinking because they become very judgmental. This isn't about judgment. It's about joining their kids with whatever's on their mind, listening, understanding, giving no opinion. It's just understanding, and it's not about agreeing. That's step number two. Step number three is being able to respond to our kids instead of reacting. Most of us as parents, I include me, it's very easy when our kids do certain things, it just sends us flying high. And we're angry and we're upset and our buttons get pressed. We don't have a space to think about what they're saying. So what I do in my book is teach parents, how do you just pause, listen, not react to your kids, but just really thoughtfully think about what can I share back with what we just talked about. Because it respects them instead of putting them down. And again, it's non-judgmental parenting. It's accepting, seeing, embrace kids as they show us who they are in the moment. The fourth one, which to me is really important, is being able to put rituals and joy back into the family. And I can't tell you how many people, parents I've talked to, when it can be Jewish holidays, and one kid is really acting out, and everybody feels kind of sick, and it's not the same kind of joy, and it just doesn't feel good, and you try to ignore it. But it's like parents get to put that back into their life and continue to have those rituals that strengthen the family system. Because I think that's huge when it comes to recovering families. And then the last one is to get clear of what your values are in your family and not skirt them, because oftentimes when there's addiction, parents give up certain things that are really important because they think they're helping their kid. But in essence, what's happening is they're letting their child rule what the family's all about. So it's like taking back, deciding what's important, when do you cross the line, what happens when you cross the line, and getting parents to be able to articulate it instead of you know. Those are my 5 steps.
So I want to ask you specifically about parents when they talk about, how could you do this to me? You know, when the parent right. says that to a teenager. Parents, sometimes there are divorces, there's mental illness, there's, you know, financial problems at home with parents. There's so many. There's a sick child, a sick parent. So all the, if a parent doesn't understand addiction, then they can say, they may say, why are you doing this to me? So can you elaborate on that, of how that is, it's not about doing it to me. and it's about the addiction that's talking and doing all these negative behaviors.
I would love to do that, and I'm going to start doing that. I just looked in my book. I wanted to read to the audience. One of the questions I asked the recovering teens and young adults was, what do you wish your parents knew about you? And here's some of the comments. I wish they knew that I really did my best and tried to be stable, but I couldn't. I also wish they recognized how much I've suffered with my addiction. The kids are not blaming their parents, but sometimes in the throes of addiction, they, you know, there's these screaming matches, and truly, kids turn on to drugs to help them fill something that's empty inside, and parents, again, do the best they can. It's not about, it's parents have to take a look at addiction affects everyone in the family, and it slowly pulls parents into that web. And part of what I've tried to do in my program is help parents detach emotionally from that web, see their kids, get their foundation stronger, so when that kid can get some help for their addiction, they can join a healthier family system. The other thing that kid said was, I feel badly and sad that my parents only see my maladaptive behavior as an attack against them rather than a cry for help or desperation. Isn't that a good one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess parents, this is a very scary topic. When parents find out, they're the last to know usually when their kid is doing drugs. And when parents right. finally found out, and they get paralyzed, they get angry, they get frustrated. And let's not forget how costly it is to be a parent of a child that's an addict. I mean, the rehabs, the therapy, the going back yep. and forth, the other children, the sibling effect, the husband and wife not being on the same page, and all these things you can learn. I'm speaking now to the parents out there that are listening tonight. You can learn at a Mass parent support group. They're all confidential. They're facilitated by therapists. And give Mask a call if you know someone or for yourself, 718-758-0400. And anyone, call the Mask helpline to learn about our different programs. We're also in the yeshivas. We're in schools. We have social work interns in the schools working directly with the kids. Again, I want to mention thank you to Interboro Developmental and Consultation Center, and they are tonight's co-sponsors. They have offices in Flatbush, in Crown Heights, in Williamsburg, in Canarsie. Feel free to call Mask, and we will connect you to Interboro to make appointments for anyone with your insurance for any mental health issue. Call Mask. Thank you, Interboro, for being the co-sponsor on tonight's show. Again, I want to thank also, we have with us Barbara Krovitz-Nerin, M.A., and she is the author of a very wonderful 5-step foundational program book called Parenting the Addicted Teen. It's not too late to go out and get one of these for Hanukkah, for the holidays, for your family member that may need this. Slip it into their mailbox. Send it to them with no return address. Anything. Just get it into the hands of the parents that may need them. Barbara, you want to tell everybody how they can purchase your book, please?
Sure. You can go to Amazon, and it's on Amazon. I know it's in Barnes & Noble. You could also call or go to Central Recovery Press. Those are the people that published my book.
Wonderful. Barbara, I want to talk about codependency specifically. You know, parents really, as I mentioned earlier, not once but twice, parents, they become very scared, they're frightened, they get paralyzed. But there are parents that literally, you know, can't get off their bed when they find out their kid is doing drugs. They themselves have terrible depression kicks in and all different kinds of mental health issues as a result of a child not being well. Can you talk about the codependency issue, please?
Absolutely. You know, one
Before we sign off, thank you.
Yes, sure, I will summarize. One of the things that I think is really important is that I believe when our kids are addicted to drugs or alcohol or have major mental health issues, their drug of choice is the alcohol, and most of their energy is focused on that because the addiction takes over. When parents who have had not very much education or training or understanding what addiction is, their drug of choice is their kids who's addicted. And that's called codependency to me.
Yep, and absolutely. That's so true. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara.
And that's why I created this program. Parents have to learn. Parents feel guilt detaching emotionally. But the truth is our kids need us to detach and learn how to detach and not abandon our kids. Is to make them be responsible for their behavior, for their usage. And oftentimes, I would say almost 100%, we have to intervene on what we're seeing. That means almost no parent can do it alone. That's why
right.
I continue to be impressed by what you're doing. You never have to be alone in your community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. That's why we offer parent support groups. Kids are suffering, kids are in pain, kids are molested, kids have an accident and get onto painkillers and become addicted. Not only kids, married, young people, middle-aged people. We help all ages, all stages. And I want to thank you, Barbara Krovitz-Naren, for being on our show tonight. Anybody interested in getting her book, go on to Amazon, like she said, Barnes & Noble's. I want to thank you. We'll have you on again soon, I hope so, Barbara. And I want to thank our listeners and wish everybody, whatever's left, it's over Hanukkah. We're just a day short, and I would have liked to have wished everybody a good Hanukkah. So let it be a year of miracles. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good night and enjoy your Shabbos.
Paris, Brussels, London, Jerusalem, Istanbul, Manhattan. Barely a day passes by without the news reporting another terrorist attack against innocent targets. The scourge of terrorism has spread to virtually every corner of the globe. Money is the oxygen that allows terrorism to continue. Sharat Hadin, the Israel Law Center, is utilizing the courts to stop the flow of funds to the terrorist groups. We work with law enforcement agencies worldwide. You can help empower the victims and their families in their struggle for justice. Your tax-deductible contribution will enable us to continue our financial warfare against the extremists who target innocent civilians. With every $50 donation or more, you'll receive a free copy of Harpoon, the new national bestseller by Sharat Hadin's president, Nitzana Darshan Leitner.
Call 888-Sharat Hadin or online at IsraelLawCenter.org to donate.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.